You're listening to Siskiyou Music Hall. It's 12:06. I'm Don Matthews, and joining me this afternoon, a special guest, Lise de La Salle. Lise, welcome to JPR.
Thank you.
It's so great having you in this new space here that we have.
It's a wonderful space.
And we really appreciate you breaking it in, as it were. I understand that you came from a family that was very involved in art and music. Can you tell me more about that?
Actually, it's true. my family was involved in art, meaning music and visual art, and sat for since many, many, many generations. And I'm the first one to be a professional musician, but music was always around, and I was surrounded by music since I was born. And my mom used to sing in a choir in Paris, my grandma a piano teacher, and her own grandma, so the grandma of my grandma, was living in Russia, as my roots are Russians. And the family legend says that she knew Tchaikovsky. So I don't know if that's true or not, but that shows that music was really important anyway. And on the other side, my grandpa had a contemporary art gallery for 40 years, and his father also had in Paris a famous art gallery for many, many decades. So I really evolved in a very artistic background as a kid, with music and paintings and visual art. So it's very natural for me. It's part of life, and it's a very fundamental element that I can't really imagine my life without.
What specifically drew you to the piano, if there's a story or some kind of image when you were growing up that might have made you think about piano?
Actually, it's very simple story, because we had a piano at home, and I was attracted to the instrument, and I started to play, I mean, to have fun with it as a kid. And then my mom put me in a conservatoire, and then I started to learn, and I never stopped, basically. So nothing really special, just it was there, and I think it was meant to be.
I'm talking with Lise de La Salle here on Siskiyou Music Hall. She's performing tonight with the Rogue Valley Symphony and the Schumann Piano Concerto. Still a few tickets left for that. Tomorrow at Medford at the Criterion, and Sunday at 3 in Grants Pass. Tickets and information at rvsymphony.org, or you can give them a call, 541-708-6400. So how young were you when you enrolled in the Paris Conservatory?
I think I was around 15 when I got, but there is two systems. I mean, not really systems, but normally when you enter the conservatoire, the big conservatoire, the famous one, you enter for 3 years, and then you graduate, and then there is a post-graduation cycle, the what we call third cycle. I don't know what the official name here in America, but I guess you know what I mean. And I entered directly that third cycle, post-graduation cycle, without having the regular years to graduate. So it was pretty special. And you know, I just did what I was recommended to do at the time, you know, but because my main teachers I had private lessons. So, but I wanted to experience the conservatoire and to learn also. There's many things to learn there. So that's why I decided to take my chance there. But because I was already, you know, performing and having a label company and a management, and so I was already kind of on the professional route, my teacher advised to go there directly. That's why it happened that way.
And I think your first performance was on the radio, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, it was live from Radio France, and I was 9 and a half almost 10. So I was a baby.
And how, what was that experience like for you?
It was fantastic. I think that's a very lucky thing to have started so young, because I fully enjoyed, you know, there was no anxiety or no stress, really. It was just adrenaline from a kid who does what her dream is, you know. It was like Christmas for me. It was like, ah, I'm gonna perform on the radio. And I didn't really realize all the implication and what it really, what was the, you know, the what could have been the consequences if it went wrong. I had no clue, and I was just excited and happy. So it was a fantastic experience.
Lise De La Salle is my guest here on Siskiyou Music Hall, performing tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday with the Rogue Valley Symphony and the Schumann Piano Concerto. Lise, what would you like to play for us?
So I think Mozart would open nicely our time together, so I will perform a fantasy in D minor.
Thank you.
Pianist Lise de la Salle performing the Fantasy in D minor of Mozart, our guest today on Siski Music Hall. And this was a wonderful piece that I got to enjoy a few days ago at the Tutanoff Piano, You Opened the Piano series. I was struck by how much it sounded to me like Don Giovanni. It had the same sort of drama giocosa feeling. Do you know anything about the composition of the piece? Or
I don't know much. I mean, I probably knew at some point, but I forgot. But what I can tell is I feel the same. And I think it also has to do with the key D minor. This D minor key has a very dramatic meaning to Mozart always. And he uses it for Don Giovanni, for these, and for other couple works, but not so many. And they all have that kind of very dramatic and very struggling with life kind of atmosphere. And I like, as in Don Giovanni, the very end, suddenly it goes to major and everybody is happy and everybody is smiling and joking, and it's it's typical Mozart, like going from tears to smiles in 1 second. And it's a wonderful piece to perform also in the concert hall, because the audience feels it and goes with you from this one extreme to the other. It's a fantastic power that he had to make us feel like that, I think.
Is it unusual to do a solo recital at the same period of time that you're also performing a concerto, say, as you are with the Rogue Valley Symphony?
I mean, what's unusual is to do it in the same city, not to do it in the same tour, because I usually have concerto and recitals on my tours. But to have it in the same community, in the same city, is pretty unusual, and I like it a lot, actually.
When did you start competing in piano competitions and things like that? That was also at a young age?
Yeah, very young. I mean, all the local... not local, but national, not international, but national competition in France. I was probably around 8 or 9 when I did them. And then I did 2 international competition only. I was lucky to escape, and I didn't have to do the big, major, huge competitions, which I think was a real luck for me. So the 2 I did, one is especially for very young kids. I think it's maximum 14 years old. I mean, the oldest you can be, it's really 15, I don't know. But anyway, I did it when I was 13. It's in Germany, and it's called Ettlingen competition. And then when I was 16, I did the Young Concert Artist in New York. And actually, that was the beginning of my career in America, because the prize is 3 years of management. They offer you 3 years of management to introduce you to the American audience and presenters. So that's how I started. And then actually, I was very lucky to get a management here right away at the very end of my 3 years with them. And so I had no gap. And So that's why I can say I perform in America for almost 15 years now, which is a wonderful feeling, because I feel like I really know the country and the differences and the people and the culture. So it's really enjoyable.
My guest is Lise de la Salle, who is performing with the Rogue Valley Symphony tonight. There may be a few tickets left tonight, and then tomorrow. And that's, by the way, in Ashland at the Recital Hall. And tomorrow at the Criterion, and on Sunday at 3 in Grants Pass. Information at rvsymphony.org or call 541-708-6400. Lise, can you play something else for us?
I think I might do that. I would love to play for you now some French music. was a little bit of Ravel, and the third of Miroir number 3, which is called Une barque sur l'océan, meaning a boat on the ocean.
Thank you.
Pianist Lise de La Salle performing Ravel's Un Bac sur l'Océan from Miroir, A Boat on the Ocean. You've been touring since you were a teenager, and you still tour quite a lot. What draws you to going on tour? What do you like about it?
I like, meeting new people, experiencing new collaboration with orchestras and with conductors, and also seeing new countries, or at least new areas of countries I have been already touring. And it's a new experience each time, and it's never the same. That's what is wonderful. The concert halls are all different, even though they remain concert hall, but the acoustics are different, pianos are different, and more than that, the team around the piano technicians, the tuners, the promoters, the presenters. It's an exciting time for me to meet with all those people and to share my passion for music. And I think the number one thing is to be able to share the emotions of the music with my audience. That's what really makes me travel the world.
And I think I read that you said something like, the public is like their countries. What does that mean? I was trying to figure out how you, maybe it's as you already answered it, that you, the people that are around you and the people that you meet, but I just wondered.
Yeah, exactly. And but also what I mean by that is you really, you can feel the mentality. I mean, it's of course not that simple, but I think you can really feel by the how the audience shows their enthusiasm. It's a good reflection of mentality of different countries. Like, for example, American audiences are very enthusiastic, because I think generally speaking, American are really friendly and warm and very open. It's a very open culture, I think, the American culture. Like, that's your history, to welcome people. So it shows. When on the opposite side, Asian audiences, like Japanese, are extremely shy, and because their culture and their population is like that mostly. So it's a really reserved audience, but they have such an appetite for our culture and our civilization that you feel the tension, but it's in a good way, but you feel it in the concert hall, that they are very involved in the process, and then it's really quiet, and at the end it's like an explosion. So it's really diverse, and I'm not gonna go with every country in the world, but same with German audiences, that you really feel, like, for example, they know a lot about music and they're really serious about it. So it's a very intense audience with a lot of knowledge. So it's really interesting to experience all those different of cultures that are, the audience are a reflection of that.
Lise de La Salle, my guest here on Siskiyou Music Hall, performing tonight and tomorrow night and Sunday with the Rogue Valley Symphony Orchestra, Schumann's Piano Concerto. What's next for you, Lise, after you leave the Rogue Valley?
I'm on a very busy schedule, basically up until Christmas. And after that's the end of this American tour. So I go back to Europe and I go to Denmark to play Rachmaninoff number 2. And then after that, I go to Lebanon for a recital. Lebanon, I'm always confused with the pronunciation, but I think you get it. And after that, I go to Japan in Tokyo. And I mean, I go to many, many different places, and I come back to America 2 or 3 times up until December. So it's going to be exciting. And I go to Korea as well, and Vietnam for the first time. So a lot of big travels and a lot of excitement and exhaustion as well. But it's going to be a very intense fall for me.
Lise de La Salle, it's been great having you here. Thank you so much for coming. And can you finish up with something for us today?
Yeah, and I thought as I'm playing Schumann, it would be nice to have a little bit of that feeling as an appetizer. So I will play for you now Widmung or Lied, sorry, love song, different names. It's originally for voice and piano, and Franz Liszt did the arrangement for piano solo. And as the title says it all, it's all about love.
Pianist Lise de La Salle performing Liszt's transcription of Robert Schumann's song Widmung here on Jefferson Public Radio. Lise, thank you so much again for coming and being a part of experience here on JPR, being the first to be in our new performance studio. If you'd like a chance to see Lise live, she's performing tonight in the recital hall here on the campus of SOU. There may be a few tickets left for that. She'll be tomorrow night in Medford at the Criterion Theater, and Sunday at 3 in Grants Pass. Tickets and information at the website rvsymphony.org. There'll be pictures and audio from this session later on this afternoon posted on our website. That's ijpr.org. Lise, thanks again for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.